A cheerful singer. Often Jesus expressed the gladness of his heart by singing psalms and heavenly songs. Often the dwellers in Nazareth heard his voice raised in praise and song. As his companions complained of weariness, they were cheered by the sweet melody from his lips. Through those secluded years at Nazareth, his life flowed out in currents of sympathy and tenderness. The aged, the sorrowing, the sin-burdened, children at play, little creatures of the groves, the patient beasts of burden, all were happier for his presence. He whose word upheld the worlds would stoop to relieve a wounded bird. There was nothing beneath his notice, nothing to which he disdained to minister. Thus he grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. He showed himself capable of sympathizing with all. The atmosphere of hope and courage that surrounded him made him a blessing in every home. Often on the Sabbath day he was called on to read the lesson from the prophets, and the hearts of the hearers thrilled as new light shone out from the sacred text. Yet during all the years at Nazareth, he made no exhibition of miraculous power. He assumed no titles. His quiet and simple life teaches an important lesson: the more free the life of the child from artificial excitement, and the more in harmony with nature, the more favorable is it to physical and mental vigor and spiritual strength. Jesus is our example. In his home life he is the pattern for all children and youth. The Savior condescended to poverty, that he might teach how closely we in a humble lot may walk with God. His work began in consecrating the lowly trade of the craftsmen who toil for their daily bread. He was doing God's service just as much when laboring at the carpenter's bench as when working miracles for the multitude. Every youth who follows Christ's example of faithfulness and obedience in his lowly home may also claim these words spoken by the Father: "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth."